So we start with Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, and we'll look at Rashi and Tosfos on the top of the page. Rashi Niskavin like Bias Hatolush. Rashi says that according to Abaye, Mesasik means he didn't have Kavonas Chituch. And then in the second Rashi, V'chotach HaSamachubra Potur, Rashi is talking now about the Shita of Rava. Both Abaye and Rava derived Mesasik from the Pasuk Ba, Asher Chotah Ba. Rashi makes reference to the Sugya in Krisus that Ba is Prat L'Mesasik, and Rashi emphasizes B'Dovar Acher, the Asa Dovar Zeh. Now Rashi's learning that we're talking about Mesasik on two Chafotzim. There were two chafotzim, two objects in front of him. He wanted to do his action on one chafetz, and instead he did it accidentally on the other chafetz. Not only is he mistaken about the identity of the object, he's got chilev and shuman in front of him. He wanted to take the shuman and he took the chilev. Rashi explains this b'yeser arichus in krisus, but here he hints at it when he says b'dovar acher. And Rashi tells us that that's called misasik. Whereas in the case of Shogeg, he did exactly what he intended to do, just he wasn't aware of the fact that today is Shabbos, or that this malacha is Asura. Here we have machlokas between Abaye v'Rav as far as misasik is concerned. There's definitely a limud adrasha of ba prat l'misasik. Abaye learns that the p'tur of ba l'mis asik is in a case where he didn't have kavanas maisa chituch, and that's called his kaven lahagbia es atolush. Rava says he had kavanas chituch, kavanas maisa, but he was mistaken about the identity of the object. But Rashi adds on that there was a second mistake over here, and that is that not only was he mistaken about the identity of the object, but also he implemented the maisa on a different chafetz, and that's Rashi Shita 2 chafetz. Tosis Dibra Maskil Niskavin like Bias Hatolush. After summarizing Rashi, he argues with Rashi based on the Gemara of Shmuel in Masechta Krisus. Shmuel says that if he was Niskavin Lilko Te'ena Zu Velike Te'ena Acheres, he knew that both Te'enim were Mechubaros, and he had Kavana to be Malake the Te'ena, but he got the wrong Te'ena. That's called Misasik. Rashi says, and this is where Tosfos objects to Rashi, that Misasik means that he had Kavanas Heter and two Chafotzim. Tosfos says even Kavanas Iser and two Chafotzim is a p'tur of Misasik, based on Shmuel in Masechta Krisus. And therefore Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who argues with Rashi, and even if it was one chafetz, nevertheless he's called Misasik, and we derive the p'tur from Ba. The Machlokas Abaye v'Rava is what exactly was his mistake about this chafetz. Abaye thought he didn't have an intention of cutting this chafetz. He thought he was going to be magbia chafetz. Rava says even if he had kavana to be magbia the chafetz, but nevertheless he is still considered misasik insofar as he thought that this chafetz was tolush. It turned out to be mechubar. Tosfos points out that in this case of Abaye or Rava, for that matter, there's one chafetz and niskaima machshavto. He took the object that he intended to take, and therefore we need Shmuel. Shmuel is going to introduce a different case where Eino who lo lokach es mashaya v'daito lokach. There were two chafatzim, but he had a kavanas isur, and the p'tur is derived from Meleches Machsheva. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are two p'turim of Misasik, two different categories of Misasik. There's the category of misasik called ba, and that's a universal misasik in Kol Tarkula. That miut of misasik is in the parasha of Shkogos, and that's a case where he had one chefetz, he was mistaken about the identity of the chefetz, he thought it was heter, and it turned out to be isur. Now we have a flip side case where there were two chafatzim. His kavana was for isur, but not on this chafetz. So whereas the universal patur of misasik derived from bah is in a case of chafetz echad, but his kavana was a kavana's heter. He thought it was heter. He thought it was tolish, and it turned out to be makubar. The unique patur derived from aleches machshavas in Shabbos is a case where there was one. There were two chafatzim. He had a kavanas iser. He ended up with the wrong chafetz. Tosis points out that in the first case, where he took exactly what he wanted to take, that's called niskaima machshavto. That would not be derived from moleches machshavas. In the second case of Shmuel, where there were two chafatzim, he ended up with the wrong te'ena. That's called lo niskaima machshavto, and that's the p'tur of moleches machshavas. That p'tur only applies to Shabbos because he had kavanas isur. If he had kavanas heter and he was mistaken about the object, thinking he was tolish and if it was heter, then we have a universal tour of ba. The nafkamina, according to Tosis, will be in the case where, as we discussed, he had kavanah to shech the behemas chulin. It turned out to be a behemas kodshin. There was only one behemah in front of him, and he shecht it bachutz. And therefore, he's chay of kares b'mezid and karbon chatos b'shoge. However, since he was mistaken about the identity of the object, thinking it was heter, therefore we activate the p'tur of ba of misasik. In a case where he had two chafotzim and he ended up with the wrong chafetz, but his kavana was a kavanas isur, here we have a unique p'tur of misasik under the category of moleches machsheves because of aloneness kai machshavto. The two chafotzim, and he ended up with the wrong chafetz. That's called lo lakach mashadaito hoyolakachas, and therefore it's not called niskaima machshavto. That's going to be the p'tur of moleches machsheves. But if he has only one chafetz and he ended up taking that identical chafetz, that's called niskaima machshavto. The p'tur of misasik here is because he had a kavanas heter, he was mistaken about the identity of the object. So that's number two. Now we get to page number three. And that's going to be, let's just read again the Lashon of Rashi before we go to page number three. On page number two, Rashi says, Dibra Maskal Afilu Rav Yeshua Machayev. Afal gav da bai veravlo patri b'misasik elo b'miskavin leheter kigo machtol kesatolush avol Shmuel afilu b'misasik beisur potar. And Rashi postulates here machlokes between Abai veRava on the one end and Shmuel on the other. And Abai veRava will only recognize the category of misasik in the case of kavonas heter. Shmuel disagrees, and he adds a whole new category of misasek in a kavonas isur that's only in Shabbos, and that's derived from moleches machshavos. Okay, now we go on to page three. This is a Tosfos in Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Dibra Maskil Lehagbia. Tosfos asks Akasha. He starts with the Gemara in Krisus on Daf Yutes Ba Prat Limis Asik. The Kasha, he says on the third line, Lava Leila Shmuel Bimis Asik B'Shabbos Tanya B'Meleches Machshavos Peplekle Mi Ba. Shmuel derives the Ptur Misasik B'Shabbos from Meleches Machshavos. Why is it necessary for him to invoke the principle of Meleches Machshavos? Why can he derive it from Ba, which is a drasha that patterns up Misasik and Kol Torah Kula? The Eish Lomar, his first answer, which has to be really analyzed, the Eish Lomar Hochi Komar B'Shabbos Poter Afal Pishen Nena Mishum Meleches Machsheves. Tosfos has two gigantic chidushim here in the first teretz. As I said, this has to be analyzed in the light of the Prima Gadim, the Rosh Yosef. Number one, he says that even in Shabbos you can have a situation of Shekei Nene. Why? Because he implemented the Melech HaShabbos for the purpose of Hana. You may remember that Rav Yisrael Meltzer had a tremendous problem with this Tosfos because he objected. He said in Shabbos we're not talking about an Issa which is inherently Hana, like Halavim and Arayah. So the whole principle of Shekei Nene is totally inapplicable to Shabbos. But number two, Tosfos has another chiddush here. Despite the fact that he had Hanah on Shabbos for this Malacha, nevertheless he would still be Patur. And that's where Shmuel needs to invoke the principle of Melechus Machshavas. Had it been the universal principle of Ba Lepat Lemisasik, then we would have applied the principle of Shekein Nene, as we do in Chalom Varais. But in Shabbos, we don't apply the principle of Shekein Nene, even though his Melechus Shabbos was for the purpose of Hanah. And the reason for that is because of Melechus Machshavas. That has to be understood. But what I'm interested in right now is, because I want to compare Rashi and Tosfos, is the Yevi'od Yesh Loma. Why does Shmuel need Moleches Machsheves as a source for the Ptur Misasek? Yevi'od Yesh Loma Misasek the Potter HaKosuv Nibah Hosom Hainu Kudufarish Hosom Lirova Yushkachas Lekonch Niskavi Lachtos Atosh Potasim Achubah. So Rabosai, we have an Niskavi Machshavto over here. He actually took the object that he wanted to take, mistakenly thinking that it's Tolush. Dahainu, says Tosfos, Nimtzashi Mechubar, his mistake was that he thought it was Tolush, but he took that very object, that very produce that he thought and he wanted to take, Dinaseis Machshavto. And here we have the Ptur of Ba, De'i Mechubar Acher, if on the other hand he took a different object, is afilu hechad in his kaveh lemechubar patur. Here we have Shmuel's principle that if he ended up with the wrong object, like the wrong te'ena, like we discussed, and even though he had kavana for the te'ena mechuberes, which means he had a kavanas isur, nevertheless, since he ended up with the wrong chefetz, that's patur, and that comes under the unique Shabbos category of Moleches Machsheves Asur Torah. And Tosfos compares it to a case that we'll find in the Rambam later on. Dumya diniskavi lechabos zeh v'kibah zeh. Either he put out the wrong candle or he lit the wrong candle. The patrinan hasam. The Gemara says about mevad likimis potur because of Moleches Machsheves Asur Torah. Now he quotes the sheet of Abaye. That Abaye says that he didn't even have kavanas chituch. And basically what you have here according to Tosfos is Abaye v'Rava saying, are answering one question, addressing one question, one issue, and Shmuel's addressing another issue. But they go together. There's no machlokas between the two. The way Tosfos postulates it, Abaye and Rav are talking about one chefetz, but he was mistaken about the identity of that chefetz. Abaye and Rav could not invoke the principle of Moleches Machsheves, because they're talking about a case of Miskaima Machshavto. Shmuel, on the other hand, is talking about two chafatzim. Abaye v'Rava, since it was a case of Niskari Machshavto, they asked themselves the question, so why is it called Misasek? And the answer is because he had Kavanas Heter, which was based on his mistaken identity of the object. That makes it into Misasek, and that's excluded under the Pasuk Ba. So he's part from a Karban because he was mistaken thinking that it was a Mechubar, it was a Heter, and it turned out to be Tolish, but again, there's one object, so it's Niskari Machshavto. Shmuel adds a whole new category of misasik, which Abaye v'Rava could also accept, namely where he had two chafatzim and it was lonis kaim machshavto, even though there was a kavanas isur, nevertheless he's part of midin moleches machsheves asur Torah. So that really is the summary. So we have Rashi Shita that Abaye v'Rava never accepted Shmuel. Abaye v'Rava understood that the yisod of misasik is that he had a kavanas heter. According to Abaye v'Rava, there were two chafatzim, and Abaye v'Rava therefore could have easily have quoted the halach of Moleches Machsheves. They didn't quote the halach of Moleches Machsheves, and they deliberately left it out because they felt that Shmuel is incorrect about Moleches Machsheves if he's talking about a kavanas isur where he wanted to be melake de te'ena mechuberes. Therefore Rashi insists that Abaye v'Rava belonged to the school of Rabbi Eliezer. If you remember, the Mishnah in Krisus quoted Rabbi Eliezer, Ba Prat L'Misasek. That drasha of Prat L'Misasek is a case where there are two chafatzim, and he ended up with the wrong chefetz. Not only that, the chefetz that he wanted to do his malacha on, in his mind at least, was Tolush. So he has now Kavanas Heter plus the wrong object, Shnei Chafatzim. That's when Abaye v'Rava will justify the Ptur of Misasek, they will never justify the Ptur of Misasek in a case of Kavanas Isur, and therefore they would not accept Shmuel. Shmuel, on the other hand, introduced a whole new category of Misasek, because L'shitaso, Shmuel says that you can have a Misasek which applies even for someone who had a Kavanas Isur. That's something that Abaye Verovah could never tolerate. How can you have a Kavanas Isur and call me a Misasek? Misasek means, according to Abaye Verovah, someone who inadvertently ended up with an Avera, with a Maisa Isur. But if he knew he's doing a Maisa Isur, all right, it didn't turn out exactly where he wanted to, that's not called Misasek. Where Shmuel Darshins Balechas Machsheves Asvator. Now, Rashi doesn't tell us what does Abaye Verovah do. What do they do with Malechas Machsheves of Shmuel? And there are one or two fascinating possibilities here. Either they reject the whole halacha of Malechas Machsheves, they never had it, which is going to have tremendous repercussions throughout Masechta Shabbos. Or I think in a less, like a more conservative, less revolutionary idea, maybe Abaye Verovah held that as long as you have a Machsheves Isur, that's called Malechas Machsheves. When you have a Machsheves Heter, then you can talk about Maleches Machsheves Echison and Maleches Machsheves. Now we go on, Rabosai, to the next page, which is a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Here you'll find Rashi on the second line on the right side of your page, and Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the page, Prat Limis Asik. And Rashi here on the top of Yutes Amud Aleph in Masechta Shavuos explains the difference between Misasek and Shogeg. Rashi says if it's a Chefetz Echad, then it's called Shogeg and not Misasek. If it's two Chafotzim, then it becomes Misasek. So Rashi says the following: Prat L'Misasek B'Dover Heter U'Ba L'Yado Isur. Rashi is saying that he thought he was picking up this object, which in his mind was Heter. In the classical case of Shuman and Chalif, he's picking up the Shuman, at least in his mind it's Shuman. Instead he picked up the other object, which was Chalif. Velonis Kaven Lagufa Shalzu. He never had in mind to take this goof, the second object. Kigon Niskaven Lachtok Satosh Vechotach Es HaMechubar. But again, according to Rashi, please emphasize that it's a different Mechubar. It's not the produce or the Yerek that he wanted to cut up. So now we have two objects which makes them into a Misasek. Rashi is going to point out later on that if there's only one object, then it becomes Shogeg, and he's Chayv a Korban Chatos, but here he has two different objects. So on the one hand, he had Kavanas Heter because he thought that he was cutting up something that's Tolush. On the other hand, he ended up with the wrong object, and that makes it into Misasek. So again, the premise, according to Rashi, is that you can only be a Misasek if you are Miskavin Leheter. But more than that, what is Misasek? Rashi says what is Misasek is when you had das to take one object and you ended up with a different object. That mitocha iskaskus, he ended up with the wrong object. That makes him into a Misasek. The precondition for any Ptur Karbon has to be Kavanas Heter. So not only did he end up with the wrong object, but even the object that he wanted to cut up was already tolsh. It was Heter. And now Rashi gives the case of Arias, which gets Tosfos very upset, because the Gemara says in Arias there is no such thing as Misasek Shekein Nene. And Rashi says this commonly ishto vareachoso ima b'mita. So once again we have two chafotzim. He had kavana for one chafetz, and then at the end his wife turned over, and who was left there his sister. He didn't realize he was having a relation with his sister. So not only was he mistaken about the object, he was also mistaken about Heter. He thought that he was doing a Bilas Heter with his wife. That's Kavanas Heter. That's number one. Now we're in the parish of Shogeg versus Misasek. Okay, it's either Shogeg or Misasek. How do we determine whether it's Shogeg or Misasek? And the answer is that since there were two objects here, two Nashim in this case, and he ended up with the wrong Isha, mistakenly, that makes him into a Misasek. Again, I think, according to Rashi, the definition of the word Misasek is that mitochis askus b'chefetz aleph nimtza sha'ola biyodo chefetz bet. That's what Misasek is all about. And in the case of Tolish and Mechubar, he had a saskus b'chefetz, which he again thought was Tolish, and therefore he thought it was Mutter. Now he's in the parasha of what I call Shogeg versus Misasik. How do we determine which category we place him in? The answer is, Mitolish and Misasik b'mechubar zeh, I'm sorry, b'tolish zeh, which turned out to be Mechubar, is all of a yado Mechubar acher. And he ended up with the wrong chefetz. That's called a Misasik. And then he's parted from a karbon. However, says Rashi, if he was niskaven lachtoch, and what he thought was tolush, and it turned out to be mechubar, that's already shogeg, because according to Rashi Shita, if he ended up with the exact object that he intended to, there was no element of his askus here, and therefore he's not a misasik. And then Rashi adds the classical cases of shogeg, kasover shayom chol, kasover shemalacha zubu teres. But since it was mikolakom lezu miskaven, therefore it's a shogeg. V'chein bala choso v'niskaven leguf zekasover sheishto. There was this goof, only one goof. That was the goof that he was intending to have bila with. That was the goof that he had bila with. He thought it was heter. It turned out to be iser. That's a classical case of shogeg, and there he's chayev a karbon chatas. That's the sheet of Rashi. So I love this Rashi in Shavuos, because I think this Rashi in Shavuos clarifies all the other Rashis, the ones that we had in Shabbos, the ones that we had in Sanhedrin, the ones that we had in Krisus. Here Rashi says it absolutely, you know, as we say, Barachel Bitcha Ketana, he spells it out for us. If you take a look at Tosus, Dibra Maskil, Prat Lemis Asay, he quotes the Gemara in Krisus. And first of all, he's upset with Rashi. How could Rashi give us a scenario of misasik in chalomim v'arayos? After all, when it comes to arayos, we have a principle of shekein nene. And therefore, b'kudshus lo dok, shehizkir misasik d'arayos. Rashi should have quit while he was ahead, kol amosif korea. Had he spoken about tlisha, and he thought it was already tolish, and he was tolish, that would have been a case of misasik. But Rashi went too far when he spoke about the cases of achoso and ishto and all that, because that's shekein nen. Miutem. Now Tosus is going to introduce Shmuel, and this is always Tosus kedarko v'kodesh. I'm amazed to see how Rashi repeats his thesis. You know, he's very consistent. Tosus repeats his thesis very consistently. Always objects to Rashi. How could Rashi possibly say that the case of Misasik and Abayi v'Rava, which is derived from Ba, is a case of two chafatzim? If it's two chafatzim, then I don't need Ba. Why? Amai, it's Rav Ba. Problem is asik the Shabbos. You're talking about a case of Shabbos where he intended to cut up a tolish and he ended up with a mechubar, and there was a different mechubar. Why do I need to invoke the principle of ba? Typically, mitam de Shmuel the Omer Hasam the part of mitam de Beina Maleches Machsheves. And the answer is very simple, because Rashi is not impressed by Shmuel. Rashi is trying to explain Abayi v'Rava. However, of all that the Yisodas of Misasek is Kavanas Heter. Shmuel is introducing a whole foreign element which they would find absolutely objectionable, namely, whereas Kavana was a Kavanas Isa, and Abayi v'Rava never accepted Shmuel. Again, why they didn't accept Shmuel, whether it's because they rejected Maleches Machsheves, or they held that you can never have a Ptur of Maleches Machsheves if he had a Kavanas Isa, thus basically, I don't know. But it's quite clear that Shmuel's comment is independent of Abayi v'Rava and should not be seen and understood as an expansion or an embellishment of Abayi v'Rava. Shmuel l'chud, Abayi v'Rava l'chud. Whereas Tosa says, Amilsa de Shmuel gufe. Tosa says that Shmuel is coming to add or piggyback onto Abayi v'Rava to tell us that just like Abayi v'Rava have in one chefetz with Kavanas Heter Misasik, Shmuel adds a case of Misasik and Shabbos, which is two chafatzim with a Kavanas Isur. And therefore, Tosus says there's no machlokas in between Abayi v'Rava on the one end and Shmuel on the other end. Abayi v'Rava addressing one issue, which is the universal principle of Misasik, even when it was Niskayim Machshavta, there was one chefetz. And it was this Kaim Machshavto in that one Chefetz. and comes on Shmuel and he says that in the case of one chayfetz, when he was mistaken about the identity of the chayfetz, and therefore he came up with the conclusion mistakenly that it's a heter, he thought it was talush. Shmuel adds another point: what happens if there were two chafotzim and he accidentally ended up with the wrong chayfetz, but his kavana was indeed a kavanas isur? That's called lonis kai machshavto. There's where Shmuel breaks new ground and says that in Shabbos you have a tour of Moleches, of Moleches Machshevas. And now Rabosai, I want to show you something on the next page which I found mind-boggling. Now, I don't know if you ever heard of the Riaz, and it's been recently becoming quite popular. He has a sefer called Piskei Riaz. Okay, he came from the famous Tarani family from Italy, and he was one of the Rishonim. His name is Rabbeinu Yeshaya HaAchron. There were, again, this family spans centuries, so there was Rabbeinu Yeshaya Rishon, Rabbeinu Yeshaya Achron. And on this Gemara that we just saw, Prat L'Mis'ase, which is in Shavuos Daf Yutes, he has a comment. The part that's relevant to us starts, if you can see, on the top of your page is an arrow on the bottom of that paragraph. You test someone out for Belezer. Hi, ba my of it betlei prat limis asim. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yeshua learns derives from ba that he has to be yodea esa isur. But if he is lo yoda beeza isur avar, he's potu from a carbon. Rabbi Elez says, Mimonavshak, if both Isurim generate a Chiyuv Karbon because they're both Chayde Krisus, for example, Nosar and Chalev, then for sure he has to bring a Karbon Chatos. So the Gemara asks, what does Rabbi Elez do with the word Ba? And the Gemara answers, Prat Limis Asik. He says the following: Hamore Mifarish Prat Limis Asik Afilu Barayos. Now, Rabosai, we never, to the best of my knowledge, never encountered a possibility that we could do away with the principle of Shekein Nen, meaning that Adrav, we can apply Misasek even to Chalovim Barayos. Kigon Shesovar Ishto V'nimtzeis Achosom. A man had a relationship with what he thought, the woman that he thought he had was Ishto, and it turned out to be Achos, so he violated an Issur Kares. Admittedly, he wasn't amazed, he was a shogeg, but nevertheless, you can't call him a misasik because of Shekein Nen. And the Mora says the following, that we use this principle, this derivation of Ba, Pratma Misasik, for Arayos. And don't raise the objection, well, what about Shekein Nen? And then he says that, what are we going to do with the Gemara in Krisus? According to the Mora, who derives the Ptur of Misasek even in Arayos from the Pasuk Ba, what about the Gemara in Krisus that says Shekein Nen? And at this point, which you'll see the next paragraph is in the middle of your page, with the footnotes on the bottom I put, he quotes a girsa. According to this girsa that he has, which we don't have, the halacha of Shekeinene applies only to Rabbi Yeshua, who does not have the drasha of Ba. But Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, who has the drasha of Ba, would apply the ptur of Misasek even to Arayos. Meaning, your classical case out there of chive kares, which generate b'shogeg a chiv karmon, are chalovim and arayos. Again, we came up with a very unique case before we discussed shchita schutz in behemas kachin, but that's kind of a limited edition. You know, the classical edition of misasek would be chalovim and arayos. Those are the primary chiyuvei kares. And now Rabbi Eliezer is saying that Ba comes to tell me that there's a ptur of misasek in chiyuvei kares. L'chora, he should be referring to chalovim and arayos. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua never had the pasuk of Ba to exclude Misasik and tell you that Misasik is part from a karbon. In fact, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the only possibility of a patur karbon in a case of Misasik would be Shmuel's possibility, namely Meleches Machshavas Asra Torah. But what do we do with Kol HaTorah Kula? What about Misasik and Kol HaTorah Kula? Well, the answer is that even if you would apply the logic of Misasik to Kol HaTorah Kula, namely to Chalav Merayis as the classical cases of Kol HaTorah Kula, I would still activate the logic of Shekein Neneh. So that from Rabbi Yeshua's perspective, we have the following categorization. We can divide all Isurei Kares into two categories. We have Shabbos, and there we have a Ptur of Misasik, which is derived from Meleches Machshavas, as Shmuel mentioned. And that means Lo Nizkayu Machshavto. And now we have Shari Surei Torah, the prime examples of which are Chalav Merayis. There, we can only use, shall we say, human logic. We can only use Svara. Alpi Svara, it makes sense to say that when the Torah says that a Shogeg is Chayiv a Karbon Chatos, that's because he was a Shogeg. He should have known more about what's going on today. Today, it's Asur, it's Shabbos, or today, or this particular Maisa is a Maisa Isur. Okay, so he's guilty of not being aware of the nature of his action and its implication as Isur. But what happens when a person is totally unaware of his action? He thinks he's having a relationship with his wife. It never dawns on him that it turns out to be his sister. Logically, we should apply the principle of Misasik. Says the Gemara, no, we're going to undermine the principle of Misasik in Chalav and Arayis. Why? Shekeinet. Because that's based on a svar. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, has two categories of Misasik, or at least one, and that's Misasik and Kol HaTorah Kula, that's derived from a Pasuk. It's not just a svar. And therefore, this Pasuk of Ba is coming to address Chalom Varayos according to the Piskei Riyaz, and telling me that in Chalom Varayos, which are the classical cases of Chivei Kares, for which you in Shogi you engender a Chiv Karbon, you're part in the case of Misasik. It's not a Svara, but it's a Gzeres HaKosov. And what's going to be the Nafkamina according to the Piskei Riyaz? If I take Rabbi Yoshua's perspective, what's the Havamina to apply Misasik in Chalom Arayis? What's it based on? Svara. If it's based on Svara, then I have a Svara against the Svara. Your Svara is to say that why should he be considered a Shogeg when he wasn't even aware of the fact that he was having this relationship of Isur? He thought it was Ishto. It turned out to be Achoso. But connected that Svara, we have another Svara that says Shekein Neneh. Let's apply the lundus of Reb Chaim, if you remember, to Shekein Neneh. Meaning, in a case of Misasik, you want to tell me it's not a Maisa that relates to him. You know, he didn't have a relationship with his sister because he thought he was having a relationship with his mother. Excuse me, with his wife. Correct? In that case, you can't be Miachis the Maisa Elof. Comes along the counter svar of Shekein Neneh and says the fact that he had the Hanah, that itself makes it his Maisa. That's all within the realm of svar. Who's operating in the realm of svar according to Piskei Riyaz? Rabbi Yoshua. But Rabbi Eliezer is not operating within the framework of svar. Rabbi Eliezer is saying that there is a pasuk, namely Ba, which comes to exclude Misasik. And we're not talking about the Misasik of Shabbos, which is derived according to Shmuel from Meleches Machshavas, but rather the Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula. And that's what he says in the footnote here, without explaining himself. Footnote number 24, he writes that Rabbeinu, Lefi Girsas Moriz Zrachia Alevi, Bekrisas Shom, Shemitzatet Rabbeinu. So the Riaz quotes the Girsa of Mazah. Rabbi Yoshua Misasik b'mai. This is fascinating. The Gemara asks, what is the deal with Misasik? And he has a girsa, Rabbi Yoshua Misasik b'mai. And on that, the Gemara answers, Chalom Varayos Chayiv Shekein Neneh. But once you add the two words Rabbi Yoshua into the girsa, then the entire discussion about Shekein Neneh is only Aliba de Rabbi Yoshua. However, in the case of Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, Aval de Rabbi Eliezer, Pratla Misasik, the Ba comes to exclude Misasik. Again, Rabbi Yeshua can't use Ba to exclude Pratla Misasik. He needs it for Achi Yivodim HaMechata. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with that halach v'ashivah, and therefore he has the word ba free for the gzera. The gzera sakosuv ba pratlamis asay is therefore that gzera sakosuv, that drosha, that yalfusa pratlamis asay is afilu bechalav marayas. And if we don't apply this far of shekain then, it means that the very fact that he's misasik, that drops his level of, shall we say, culpability from that of a shogeg to that of a misasik, because he didn't even have in mind this maisa. He thought he was having a relationship with his wife. His mamela, that already activates the gzeres hakosav haba and the ptur of misasik. Why am I so excited about this? Well, first of all, it has tremendous repercussions. Again, I don't know how we paskin la'alocha, but according to the Piskei Riaz, there's a very possibility that a case of arayas or even chelev would be potter from a karbon, even though she came there. That's fascinating. But beyond that, that would explain Rashi and Shavuos, right? Rashi and Shavuos says that what's a case of this asik? Let's go back to the Rashi one more time. Rashi says, this kaven leishto v'reachoso ima b'mita. And Tosis says, lo digdeg, that Rashi made a mistake, lo dok, to hiskir misasik darayis. And there is no such thing as misasik darayis. Well, Rashi is explaining the sugya according to Rabbi Eliezer. This whole sugya is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, ba pratla misasik. And Rabbi Eliezer holds Pratla Misasek is a separate Yalfusa that tells you that Misasek is Potter. And Rashi says that what's Misasek? Well, there are two Chafatzim, and he ended up with the wrong Chafetz. He thought that if he would have done his action on Chafetz A, it would be Heter, which according to his mindset would be true. He ended up not only with a Chafetz Shalisur, but he also ended up with a different Chafetz entirely. And Rashi says that Mitokas Askus is Lokach Lo Chafetz Acher. That Gzeres HaKosav Haba comes to teach me that even in the case of Shekei Nenev Chalom Arayas, he is parted from a carbon of the Torah's Misasek. So Rabosai, all the Torah that we said, that Rashi is just giving you a theoretical, you know, possibility and a model in theory, you don't have to accept that. You can go with this Derech of the Girsa of the Piskei Riyah. And that leads us back again in the next page to the Gemara in Krisus on Daf Yutes Amid Beis. The Gemara says it's about 2/3 of the way down. Asher Chata Bar Pratla Misasei, and the Gemara quotes the Halach of Shmuel. Shmuel says that, and again, according to Rashi, Shmuel's not operating within the framework of universal Misasek, which is derived from Ba. Shmuel is operating within the framework of Rabbi Yeshua, who doesn't have a pasuk for universal Misasek, and therefore he's stuck with the halacha of Shekein Nene. Amar Le Rava L'Rav Nachman, I don't understand. You're telling me that this halacha of Moleches Machsheves with a Ptur Misasek in Shabbos, and therefore, someone who's misasek, he ended up with the wrong chefetz, is going to be potter on Shabbos from a karmah. What am I going to do with tinokos? What am I going to do with the Mishnah in Rabbi Elazar de Mila about two tinokos, one of which was born on Shabbos, therefore his Mila is docha Shabbos. The other one was born on Sunday, and his Mila is not docha Shabbos. The Moel accidentally picked up the Sunday baby, if you will, and was mal the Sunday baby. Rabbi Elazar says he's chayv achatas, and Rabbi Yeshua says pot. The Gemara says, why, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is he pot from achatas? Rabbi Yeshua has a unique shita called ta bidvar mitzvah v'loas a mitzvah potu mikarmon. In a case of someone who was involved in a dvar mitzvah and he made a mistake, we're going to give, the Torah gives him a certain leeway and says that he doesn't have the chiyuv of shogeg of korban chatos. He's part from a korban chatos because he was oseg b'mitzvah. And now we have a principle of, according to Rabbi Yeshua, ta b'dvar mitzvah. If he made a mistake in a dvar mitzvah, like this moel who wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of what? Of milah. Instead he ended up with the wrong baby. That's called a ta b'dvar mitzvah. But the principle of misasik is not applicable here. Meaning, even Rabbi Yeshua, who says he's potter, that's only because of the mitzvah element. If you bracket the mitzvah element, then ein chinami, there's no ptur misasik here. And therefore you would be chayav, says the Gemara. Ad kan, lo potter Rabbi Yeshua, lo mishum dekos sovet obid var mitzvah, mitzvah potter, abu misasik? Had it been a dover to lav mitzvah? Is afilu Rabbi Yeshua mechayev? This is a classical case of misasik. Let's take, for example, Rashi's definition of misasik. And again, how much more so Tosus' definition of misasik? Here's a case where, according to Rava, he wanted to cut up tolush, niskavin lachtov esat tolush, v'chotach es hamechubah. Since Rashi came up with another chefetz, here also. He wanted to bemal the baby that was born on Shabbos as a meal of the Shabbos, which is pure heter. And instead he ended up with the milo on another baby, which is not the baby that's whose meal is docha Shabbos. This would be a classical case of misasek. And therefore he certainly should be potter. And even if you'll assume that, let's say there was only one baby in front of him and he was mistaken about the identity of this particular tinok, then you could still apply Tosus's principle that if he was mistaken about the identity of the Tolush, and it turns out to be Mechubar, or he thought it was the Mitzvah Mila, and it turned out to be not the Mitzvah Mila, in such a case we apply the principle of Misasek. How then can Rabbi Yeshua possibly say that Yechayah for such a thing? And the Gemara answers, Hanach l'tinokos, Hoel umekalkel b'chabura chayov. So the Gemara invokes the shita. This is the shita apparently of Rabbi Shimon, that mekalkel b'chabura is chayov. The melechas chabura is the exception to the p'tur, the universal p'tur of mekalkel. So let's say that, all right, we're not going to get into mavir, it's a different sugya, but let's say 38 out of 39 malachas are part of mekalkel. One on the list of the 39 is chayav, even though it's mekalkel. That's Rav Shimon in Chabura. And since Rav Shimon went as far as to say that mekalkel b'chabura is chayav, he would also apply the principle of misaseg b'chabura chayav. His mevela comes out that the Gemara in Krisus Daf Yutesam and Beis that we're learning now establishes that the reason why the Tinokos case is Chayav a Korban despite the fact that he's Misaseg is because that sugya reflects the Shita of Rav Shimon, and there's a unique status to Meleches Chabura in which Meleches Chabura is Chayav even in a case of Misaseg based on Rav Shimon, who says that mekalkel bechabura is chay. So Rabbosai, let's just summarize the last two pages that we did. That's, well, actually not the Riaz, but in other words the sugya in Shavuos on Daf Yutes, and now the sugya increases on Daf Yutes. And let's say the following. Misasek according to Shitas Rashi, which is very worked out, beautifully, explicitly worked out here in Shavuos, is a case where he has two chafatzim and he ended up with the wrong chafetz. Shogeg is a case where he had only one chafetz, and Rashi insists that if he thought this chafetz was tolush and it turned out to be mechubah, what's his din? Everybody, can you... No, again, let's go according to Rashi. The Rashi holds that if he had two chafotzim in front of him and he was miscounting for this tolush, it turned out that he ended up doing a chituch on another object which is called mechubar, that's called misasek, and then he's put from a carbon. If there was only one chafetz in front of him and he mistakenly thought it was tolush and he cut it up, it turned out to be mechubar, what's the din? He's chayav a korban. That's called shogeg. That's Rashi Shita. And the fundamental difference now, according to Rashi, both in Masechta Shavuos and in Masechta Krisus between misasek and shogeg is two chafatzim. In both cases, misasek and shogeg, we're talking about kavanas heter. In the case of misasek, not only was he mistaken and it was Kavanas Heter turned out to be Isur, but also he got the wrong Chafetz. And it was Lonis Kaim Machshavto. That is the essence. Again, Rav Osa, it's very easy to remember this. See, I always, you know, people Taina, what do you have to learn Lumbus for? Let me just give you the bottom line. The trouble is, at least for me, I don't remember the bottom line. What I remember is the Lumbus. And sometimes that helps me. Like today, the Shatz accidentally didn't say Tiskabel at the end of Slicha. So I immediately jumped up. You forgot Tiskabel. Why did I remember that? Not because I'm a Baki in Shulchan Aruch, because I know the Lumbus, that Slichas has a din of Shmon Esrei, and at the end of Shmon Esrei, we need a Tiskabel. Here too, how do I remember Rashi Shita that you need two chafotzim? It's the lumbus of it, because Rashi holds it. What is misasik? Misasik means that I was osik in one object and I ended up with the wrong object. That's called misasik. And therefore, in the case of Chelev and Shuman, it means I have in front of me Chelev and Shuman. In the case of Arayas, I have in front of me Ishto and Achoso. In the case of produce on Shabbos, I have in front of me this Tolush. And this Tolish, really, this Tolish and this Mechuber, really, this Mechuber and this Mechuber. But in any event, there are two Chafatzim. And here, Rashi disagrees with Tosfos, and Rashi holds that in a case where there's only one Chafetz, that's clearly going to be Shogeg and not Misasek. And that's Rashi Shita, that in order to generate a Misasek, you must have two Chafatzim. Shmuel comes along and says that even in the case of two chafotzim, I have misasik, but he derives it from Meleches Machsheves. And here's where Tosfos stands up and yells at Rashi, well, if Shmuel derives it from Meleches Machsheves, then why are you telling me, Rashi, that if the two chafotzim is a ptur misasik that's derived from Ba, I don't need Ba. I have Meleches Machsheves. The answer is that Abai Rav never accepted Shmuel because Shmuel crossed all bounds, all lines of red lines here. Because Shmuel said even though he has Kavanas Iser, he still called him Misasik. Rashi holds there are two defining characteristics and two conditions of Misasik. Number one, it's got to be Kavanas Heter. Number two, it's got to be Shnei Chafotzim. And therefore, Rashi postulates that Rav and Abai belong to one camp and Shmuel belongs to a totally different camp. Tosfos, on the other hand, makes happy peace and harmony from both of them. Tosfos says that Rav and Abai are discussing a case of Niskaima Machshavto, and that's one category of Misasik where there was only one Chafetz. And Shmuel comes along and he says that on Shabbos we have another additional Halacha Misasik where it was lo niskaima machshavto, even though it was a kavanas isur. Tosfos, as we said, objects to Rashi when Rashi applies misasek to arayas enodak, and that's where we had the whole girsa of the Piskei Hariyaz. Now, according to Tosfos, it comes out that Shmuel doesn't disagree with Abai Verova, and Abai Verova don't disagree with Shmuel. There are two different Yalfusas and two different Dinim. One Yalfusa, which is Abai Verova's Yalfusa, is universal halacha of Ptur Misasek, based on the Pasuk Ba, and that applies when he has a mistake about the identity of the object. It's not like Shogeg, where he knows exactly what the object is all about. He just doesn't know that it's Asur. Here, he doesn't even know the identity of the object, and if he doesn't recognize the identity of the object, he mistakenly thought it was Heter, and it turned out to be Isa. That's called Misasek, and that's derived from Ba. Now we have in Shmuel a different Yalfusa, which is an additional Yalfusa. We can piggyback it on top of Ba, and that's the halacha of Meleches Machsheves, even though he had a Kavanas Isur. And you would have said, therefore, that he doesn't come under the universal Misasik. The answer is he comes under the unique Misasik of Shabbos, under Meleches Machsheves, because lo niskaima machshavto. And therefore, he picked up the wrong Te'ena, and he's parted from a Karban. In the case of Arayas, where he thought it was Ishto, so we had a half minute to say that he should be part of Midin Misasek, because again, he was mistaken about the identity of this woman, and he thought it was Heter. That would come under the universal principle of Abai Varov of Ba. But the answer is Shekei Nene. And Tosfos doesn't know of any exceptions to that rule of Shekei Nene. Okay. Now we move on to the next page. So I think this booklet is very helpful, is it not? Because the photocopying has been a problem. So I took an effort here. I woke up very early today to get this all organized together. Now, Rabotai, what we have here is the Shita Mekubetzes to Masechta Krisus. However, you may notice that I wrote on top Hashmatos. Why? Because if you'll take a look at the Gemara Krisus, which is on that table, you'll see that there's a shortened form of the Shita Mekubetzes, certain, comments of the Shita Mekubetzes that's published on the page. And then in the back of the Sefer, there's something called the Hashmatos of the Shita Mekubetzes. And that's what I tried to photocopy for you here. The first time I photocopied it, it was microscopic.
Hashmatos mean what?
These were left out. In other words, for some reason, the when they went to print, they only had the original edition of the Shita Mekubetzes. I think his name was Ashkenazi, he added quite a few comments in his manuscript after the Gemara was published, and that they added at the end of the Gemara. They didn't want to change the original publication, so they added in the back. But as you'll soon see,
this is the more bona fide.
This is it. This is the real McCoy. The shortened Heoris that are on the page. I'm not saying Chasholim are not important, but this really fleshes it out more. And what we're going to try to analyze here is number tes. I tried to put an arrow there. I don't know if you saw it. Okay. Now, there's a lot before that too. And the question is, you know, what we'll be able to do and accomplish today. We just finished the Gemara itself in Krisus. The bottom line in the Gemara in Krisus is that why is it that in the case of Tinokos, he's chayav a karbon? Rabbi Yeshua says he's chayav a karbon. The only reason why might be potter for karbon is because of the din of Tov b'dvar mitzvah. Otherwise, he'd be chayav a karbon. And the Ptur of Misasik would not apply. And the Gemara's bottom line is because Chovel is a different malach. It has its own unique, it dances to its own tune, and the proof of the pudding is that Rabbi Shimon holds that Mekalkel, although he's part of an all malachas, in the case of Chabura is Chayav, and therefore in the case of Chabura, which is Mila is your classical case of Chabura, and Mila, even when it's Docha Shabbos, it's only Docha Shabbos because of a special Gzeres HaKosu, B'yom HaShmini Yimol B'sar Olos HaFilu B'yom HaShabbos, otherwise it would be also it would be malacha of Chabura, which is one of the 39 malachas, and even though it's Mekalkel, which really means that the child is weaker as a result of the Mila, so we're not going with the, there's a comment, I think it's in the Mor Nevuch and the Rambam, that maybe Mila is healthy. We're not going with that. We're saying that Mila weakens the child, and therefore it's considered a Meleches Kilkul. Nevertheless, the Torah says, Yechaya for Mila, unless it's Docha Shabbos. But had it not been Docha Shabbos, it would be a violation of Meleches Chabura, even though it's Mekalkel. That's the Shita Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda has a different Shita, by the way. He holds that, no, that Mila is a Tikkun, because the mitzvah element makes it into a Tikkun. Or maybe because now, from now on, he's allowed to eat Kodshim, and his father can eat Kodshim, Pesach, whatever it is, that's called Tikkun Gavra. That's Reb Yehuda. However, and this is all in the Sugyan Daf Kufva, however, Reb Shimon says no. Mila is a kilkul. Taking out the dam from the baby's body is a kilkul. It weakens the body of the child. There's a sheet of the Rashba, which apparently was pretty much accepted in Chutzlar. It's that we don't make Shechiyonu on Mila. Because here they make Shekhiyan on Mila, but in Chutzlar, I don't think they do. And that's because of this kilkul element. The baby is in anguish as a result of the Mila. Be that as it may, once Rabbi Shimon established that Mekalkel b'chabur is chayiv in the case of Mila, the Gemara says that Misasik b'chabur is chayiv. So even though he meant to do the Mila on one child, which would have been perfect heter, he ended up with a meal on a different child, which was a Meleches Chabura. He's going to be Chayav a Karbon because of the principle that we suspend Misasek with regard to with regard to Mila, and why do we suspend Misaseg, the principle of Misaseg in regard to Mila? Because Mekalkel b'chavura is Chai. Correct? Now, Rabosai, I would be tempted to think that Misaseg as a p'tur should apply to Mila, even according to Rav Shimon. Why do I say that? Because what kind of misasik are we dealing with? Remember, we had two categories of misasik. We had misasik in Kol HaTorah Kula, that was the sugya of Abaye V'Rava based on Ba, and then we had the sugya of misasik B'Shavas, which is a Meleches Machsheves Halach. And let's go with Rashi for a minute. Again, the same thing could apply in Tosis, but let's go easy, step by step. According to Rashi, the p'tur, the universal p'tur of Misasik of Ba, is a case of two chafatzim. Here he has two chafatzim. He ended up with the wrong baby. There were two babies, right? That's what it says over here. There were two, what's all that? Before shtei tinokos. He had two tinokos. Mishayu hayo shtei tinokos. It's doch, therefore, it would come under the universal p'tur of Misasik. And even if I hold like Tosfos, and let's say there was only one baby in front of him, if he's mistaken about the identity of the baby, that's called Misasik. That's derived from Ba. We cannot apply the principle of Meleches Machsheves because it's Niskayim Machshavto in one Chafetz. But it's certainly a case of Misasik. And therefore, even if I grant you that Meleches Chovel is above the law, how do I see it's above the law? You're chayav in kilkul, and therefore you should be chayav in misasik. That's only with regard to the misasik that's derived from meleches machsheves. Meaning, the principle of meleches machsheves doesn't apply to meleches chovel. And the proof is in the pudding. Rav Shimon holds that although all melechas you're part in mekalkil, but here you're chayav in mekalkil. Chabura is a very unique melecha, and it defies the control of meleches machsheves. Fine, but Lotei Shabbos grua mikol shari suri Torah. In kol shari suri Torah, of course, he would not be chayva karbon because he's misasig. He's got two chafatzim, or at least he's mistaken about the identity of the chayfetz. If that makes him into a misasig of kol atarku, which is derived from ba, then I would certainly assume that on Shabbos he should be potter from a karbon. So that's a pella to me, and I'm tempted to think, but again, I'm certainly not happy with this, that this sugya reflects the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, and only Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua doesn't have the pasuk ba lema'ute misasik. He uses ba for something else. And if that be the case, the universal principle of misasik doesn't apply according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Neither the Torah Zeres HaKosev nor the Torah Svar. I mean, you have to add that. You know, we tried to argue in the Piskei Riyaz that there's an external Svar to say that Misasik should be Potter. He's less culpable and liable than a Shogeg. All that is out the window according to Rabbi Yeshua. This sugya here, increases Yutes, is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, the only Ptur of Misasik that the Halacha recognizes is the Ptur of Misasik of Melechas Machsheves. And that can't apply to Melechas Chabur. That's a Tzarech Iyun Gadol. Why should we assume that the sugya here is not operating within the universal realm of Misasek? I don't know. That has to be understood. Question number two on this sugya is the following. The Gemara establishes in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph that even if I hold like Rav Shimon, that Mekalkel Bechabura is Chayav, that's only in a case of a Melach HaTzricha Legufa, the Gemara says. So for example, let's say a person has a splinter, and we want to remove the splinter on Shabbos, but we know full well that inadvertently some blood is going to come out. And that's Meleches Chabura, when you draw blood from a living creature. So the Gemara says, well, that's Mekalkel, because it, taking out the blood is of no benefit to the person who has Nebuch the splinter. And therefore it's Mekalkel. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Are you telling me that according to Reb Shimon, who holds a Mekalkim Chavur is Chayav, you're not allowed to take out a splinter on Shabbos because of the Dam? And the Mishnah says explicitly at the end of Masechta Shabbos that Machat Litol Bo Esakotz is Mutter. And the Gemara doesn't assume that any Tana would argue with that Mishnah. So we know that Reb Shimon would also be Matir taking out the Dam inadvertently in the case where he's removing the what? The splinter. So what are you going to tell me, Makalkel, according to Reb Shimon, that's not going to help me because Reb Shimon holds Makalkel b'chabur potter. And the Gemara answers, that's called a Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa. Meaning he has no use for the Dam. The Malacha of Chavola only applies when he has use for the Dam. For example, the Gemara has in Ksubis, in Baal Bila Rishona, that he has use for the Dam because he uses the Dam to prove that during the Erisin period for 12 months she was loyal to him. Or, for example, you have certain Dam that has to remove from the body. It's an unhealthy Dam. You have cases where he wants to feed his Kelev Dam. Don't ask me why. I guess they were bloodthirsty Klovim over there. I can think of a period of Jewish history where, unfortunately, that was true. But anyway, so the Gemara says he needs the Dam. But in this case of taking out a splinter, he has no use for the Dam. On the contrary, he'd be very happy if the Dam would stay in the body. He just wants to get the splinter out. And that's called the Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Guf. Now, the Gemara in Chagiga that we mentioned at the outset, on Daf Yudam at Beis, asks, what is the Torah Shebal Peh of Melecha Shabbos? And the Gemara says that the Torah Shebal Peh Melecha Shabbos is Reb Shimon's Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Rashi on Daf Yudam at Beis in Chagiga says, what's the Torah Shebal Peh? Then in the Parsha of Mishkan, it says Meleches Machshavos. And we apply, by virtue of the juxtaposition of Parshas Mishkan and Parshas Shabbos, we derive the conclusion that Shabbos you only chai from Meleches Machshavos. In any event, it's absolutely crystal clear from Rashi and Chagiga that the Ptur of Melech Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is based on Meleches Machshavos. Now, what's going on over here? In the case of Chabura, the Gemara establishes here, increases that number one. Again, that Gemara is not just in Krisus, it's in many places, that Meleches Chabura is Chayv, even if it's what? A Mekalkel. And number two, therefore, Meleches Chabura is applicable even if it's Misasek. And the principle of Meleches Machshavos is suspended with regard to Meleches Chabura. If that be the case, why does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin Pehei that Reb Shimon is going to allow you to take out the dam in the case of the splinter because it's Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is itself derived from Meleches Machshavos. So I have a problem over here. I don't understand the mechanics of Meleches Chabura. On the one hand, we're saying, according to Reb Shimon, you're chayev for Mekalkel. On the other hand, we're saying you're chayev for Misasek. And then we turn around, we're saying, but you're going to be potter for Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Not only that, Rabosai, I think the case of Mila should also be a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Unless maybe the mitzvah of Mila requires the Hotzas Dam. Oh, if you say that, then maybe that makes it into Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa. But why should Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa be relevant to Meleches Chabura? I don't understand. If Meleches Chabura is above the law, above the requirement of Meleches Machshavos, why do I care whether it's Tzricha L'Gufa? The Gemara says that even Reb Shimon, who holds Mekalkel b'Chabura, is Patur. I'm sorry. Even according to Reb Shimon, who says that Mekalkel b'Chabura is Chayav, nevertheless, if he takes out the Dam in a situation of Eino Tzricha L'Dam, he doesn't need the Dam, then he's Patur Mutter. Mutter for the sake of Tzar. The Gemara says that the splinter is bothering him, so for Tzar they're going to overlook the Issur Darabon. But the Gemara is saying that on a Deraisa level, there's a Chiyuv of Meleches Chabura, according to Reb Shimon, only if it's a Tzricha L'Gufa case. He needs the blood to feed his dog, Echvesfus. But other than that, if he doesn't need the Dam, that's the case of Machat Shaliyad Lohotziya Sakots, then you're not Chayav. So, Mimanav Shak, is there Meleches Machshavos with regard to Chabura? Is there not Meleches Machshavos with regard to Chabura? That whole thing bothers me. I don't know how to make sense out of that. But let's take a look now at the Shita Mekubetzes. And he says the following. Now, in order to appreciate Ost Tess, which we want to look at now, We want to put our finger on the Gemara in Krisus so that we appreciate his problem over here. The Gemara says that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that Misasek v'chalovin v'arayos is chayov shekein menet. And then the Gemara says, Misasek b'Shabbos potur. Why? Because Molechas Machsheves Osra Torah. So that's the statement attributed to Shmuel. And who is the one who quoted that statement? It was Rav Nachman. Omalei Ravler of Nachman. The Seder Advarim, the presentation of the Gemara, the sequence seems to indicate that Rav Nachman said something in the name of Shmuel, and Rav had a kasha on that statement of Shmuel. Now, the statement of Shmuel that's relevant to Shabbos is that Misasek to Shabbos is potter. And on that, the Gemara is going to pounce upon Shmuel and say, well, if Misasek on Shabbos is potter, why in Tinokos is he chay of a karma? And the Gemara is going to answer that the case of Misasek in Tinokos is Molechas Chabur. V'im Tomar, Afilu lo aisi milsa de Shmuel matzipar. Let's leave out Shmuel. Forget about Shmuel. Shmuel is introducing a unique p'tur in Shabbos of Misasek that's derived from Molechas Machsheves. Let's drop Shmuel. Let's go back to the original Misasek. The original Misasek is not derived from Molechas Machsheves, but rather from Bar. Sharei Omar b'Masnisin. The Mishnah itself says here in Krisus, on Daf Yutesam and Aleph, it says, Ma Talmud Lomar Asher Chata Ba, what do we do with the extra word Ba? Prat Lomis Asik, Pirish, De Mairi Shehu Miskavein Lidovar Heta, Lidvar Heta. Again, according to Shitas HaTosus, he only has one object in front of him, and he mistakenly thinks it's Heta. V'im Kain Tikshit. Now here I want you to underline the words Rabbi Eliezer, because again, the impression you get from the whole sugya is that the Gemara was asking according to Rabbi Yeshua, but according to the Shita Mekubetzes, this kasha is not dependent upon Rabbi Yeshua. This kasha applies even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer says that you're chayav a karbon chatos in the case of Tinokos. He doesn't have this Torah bidvar mitzvah business. But how can he say he's chayav? After all, Rabbi Eliezer derives from ba prat lemis asay in a case where he was miskavil l'dover heter. He had kavana to circumcise the baby that was born on Shabbos and has a Shabbos. So he's miskavil l'dover heter. And Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayav. What happened to ba prat lemis asay? Not only that, the one who's asking the kasha is Rava. Well, Rav is the one who answered the question, what is Misasek in Kol Torah Kula? V'gam Rava Tikshi L'Nafshi. Why didn't he ask this kasha on himself? De'ahi De'ahacha He De'ahacha meaning Tinokos Hainu Kavon Niskavi like Bi'ah Tolush V'ola V'yado Shumachubar De'lo Niskavi L'Isur. Again, he doesn't introduce the two chafatzim because he's not going to Rashi Sheet, he's going to Tosas Sheet. So basically, Rav Moshe, we have the following strange progression, or shall we say, presentation of Shaka Vitaria in the Gemara. The Gemara presents the Shaka Vitaria that now that Shmuel introduced the breakthrough Misasek of Shabbos derived from Molechas Machsheves, we have a kasha about Tinokos. Forget about that. Let's just apply the universal principle of Misasek. He was niskavin l'dover heter. He was mistaken about the identity of the object, and he's potter from a karbon in Kol HaTorah Kula. If he's potter Kol HaTorah Kula, he's certainly potter in Shabbos. And it was Rav himself, who was the Bala Memra, who defined for us what ba l'mut of the praklam misasik is all about. He was niskavin lachtok esatolush v'chotach esamachubar. Now, if you fast forward a little bit, V.A. Shlomo, you saw I underlined it. I don't know if that came out in your photocopy or not. Yeah. He says the following: V'yesh lomar mimasnisim lo motzi parach. The Gemara could not have asked the kasha from the halacha of ba prat l'misasek in the Mishnah. Sharehai nami mikri niskavim le'isur. This case of the Moel is considered niskavim le'isur. What do you mean niskavim le'isur? I mean, I'm just going to, pedagogically, I'm going to argue against this very premise. This is not niskavim le'isur. This person, this Moel, wants the bimal, the baby that's a Shabbos milah. And the Torah says, B'yom HaShmini Afilu B'Shabbos. So why are you calling him Niskavim Le'isur? And the answer is, because what he's doing, this Moel, is he's drawing blood. And if he's drawing blood, that's a violation of what Malacha? Moleches Chovel. Is Kevon Da'achovel B'Shabbos Chayav? In other words, if you define the Maisa, the action of Chavola, it's definitely a Chiyuv Moleches Shabbos, it's Moleches Chovel. Ela, but what? Ela shahutra legabi mila. The Torah allows you, for the sake of the mitzvah of mila, to violate Melechah Shabbos. But his kavana is for Melechah Shovel, mimanasha. No matter which baby he intends to circumcise, it's always going to be Melechah Chavola. And the Torah of Misasi could not apply. Why? Because his kavana is a kavanas isur, not a kavanas heter. And if you recall, even Tosfos, who has misasik in a case of kavanas isur, and that was Shmuel, that's only in Shabbos because of the special halacha of Melechas Machshavas. The imkelo shaychai taima, you cannot apply the logic of ba prat la misasik avol Shmuel parak shapir, because Shmuel holds this is unique tour in Shabbos of Melechas Machshavas is afdin is kavin. Even if you'll tell me he had a kavana le'isur, nevertheless, he's still considered a misasik. Why? How can you have, it's a tie to the sasri, how can you have a kavana isur at the same time call it misasik? The answer is, because lo niskaima machshavto, he had a kavana isur, but only on this te'eno, not on that te'eno. He had a kavana isur on this baby, but not on that baby, and he ended up with the wrong baby. If he ended up with the wrong baby, that's called lo niskayim machshavta. But no niskayim machshavta is a p'tur of Melechas Machshavas. Therefore, the Gemara wants to know, why is it that you're potter in this case? Now, there was something else that, if we have time, I wanted to show you in the Sheet of Kubetzes. Let's just summarize again the breakthrough here of the Sheet of Kubetzes. And that is that we view Mila on Shabbos as a Kavanas Isur Meleches Chavola, even though it's Docha Shabbos. And this could possibly touch on the universal Chakira of Hutra or Dechuya. And it's possible, I can't promise you, that the Shinu Hubetzes is maintaining what we call Dechuya. Dechuya means that really in and of itself it's Asur, but Lamaisa the Torah allows it, even though it's in and of itself it's a Maisa Isur. What I wanted to show you here is the previous Hashmata of the Sheet Mekubetzes, and this is Os Alp. Now, what I have underlined in my handwriting here is a line that I'll read to you the line, and then I'll ask you to underline it. The itzrich ba lemiftar linyan Shabbos hovlunos kaving leisur. Where is that line? So, if you take a look at Os Tes, and you go up about six lines, let me count them for you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up, do you see a line that starts Dvar Atzmo?
Yeah.
Is it large enough to see?
Wow, I tried
to
enlarge.
Yeah, so if you move forward in that line, you'll see the words Itzrich Ba. You have that?
Itzrich Ba.
Yeah. Now, this line caught my eye. Why? Because I always assumed that the word ba and the drush that we derive from ba is a universal p'tur of misasik that has nothing to do with Shabbos. And if you read this line, he says, "V'itzruch ba lemifta linyan Shabbos hoil v'lonis kavi le'isu." Now, when I read this line, I said to myself, "What's going on? How can the Shidduch Kubetzes present the thesis that ba is coming linyan Shabbos? Ba is not coming linyan Shabbos. It's not even written in the parasha of Shabbos, and clearly has nothing to do with Melechas Machshavos. Abai Varov applied the p'tur of ba even when it was niskayim machshavto, according to Tosfos." And even according to Rashi, who says lo niskay mashavto, the p'tur here is because he had kavanas heter. It's not like the case of Shmuel of Malechas Machshavos, and therefore this is a p'tur of ba. And in fact, we say that this p'tur ba would apply wherever there's no shekein nene. For example, behemas kotshim, where he shechted behemas kotshim. So, in order to try to understand this very cryptic line, we have to go back to the beginning of the paragraph. That's obvious. He says the following. He says, "B'Shabbos potur my taima molechas machshavos osur tov v'im tomar." Once we have Shmuel's principle of misasik is potur because of molechas machshavos, im kein lomet tzarech ba prat l'misasik teipuk mehacha. So basically, he's asking the question of all questions, which we've been facing and addressing the whole time. What are we doing with these two drashos, these two yalfusos? On the one hand, we have the yalfus of ba, and the other hand, we have the yalfus of melechas machshavos. Why is each one v'gam ibcha? Lama litam melechas machshavos teipukle mehacha d'chsiv ba prat lemis asei. So far, so good. And I was very excited about this. The Shita Megubetzes has set for himself a project, and the goal of that project, of that investigation, is to justify why we need ba and why we need Malechas Machshavos, which I think is going to tell me why I need, in addition to universal halacha of Malechas Machshavos, of Misasik, I need also a unique Shabbos halacha of Ptur Misasik. Then he says, again, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do all of this. I want to the gam lomalei taima gabi halom rashikein nene typically the low boy maleches machshavos the odin to the zulim. So just give me a minute here. Be'al kash to come a rova if he told me this. V'yeshloma, can you skip down a little bit to v'yeshloma the travayu tzrichi, if you can find that? It's about four lines down. He says we need both. Asher chota ba prat l'misasik rotzolomar misasik deheter. Okay, that's very good. This is something we could all feel comfortable with. Shmuel is going to go way beyond this based on Melechas Machshavos, but as long as we're within the context, the framework of ba and the universal misasik, it's got to be kavonas heter. But so long as asik behet the cape kigon shen is kavin lachtoch olagbia hatolush v'nimtza biyado. You know what? I'm going to use the photocopy that I gave you because it's much easier on my eye. V'nimtza biyado shehu mechubar aval hechon is kavin mechubar zev olav biyado mechubar acher lo. That doesn't come on the ba. He had kavanas isur. Kevichin is kavin le isur lo patrina le elamitam di einzu malachas machshavos kavan di enom is kavin le osa malacha atzma she osa. Okay, now what is this line here? He says that in the case where he was this kavin. One second. Niskavi l'mechubar zeh v'ola biyado mechubar acher. That's Shmuel with the te'enim and so forth and so on. He says that the reason why he's part of the Torah's misasik can only be because of meleches machshavos. And then he adds another one. And what does he say? He says that eino ein miskaven li osa malacha atzma she'osa. I think what he's saying here, I'm not sure what's what's bothering him. He uses a very ambiguous language here. I would have said Einu miskamenli osa te'ena atzmo, li osa mechubar atzmo, li osa chefetz atzmo. I don't know what he means by malacha atzmo. It sounds like he's learning that in Kol HaTorah Kulo, when you're dealing with Isurim, Mali Isur Zeh, Mali Isur Zeh, you know, all Isurim are sort of like uniform and universal. But when it comes to Malacha Shabbos, every chefetz has its own malacha. Even if you're doing the same identical malacha, but the chefetz itself defines the malacha. So for example, if a man has, Chas Shalom, he has two sisters, I mean, what difference to make, what, you know, which sister he was Baalei? It's the same identical Avera. But he says the malacha itself in Shabbos is defined by the chefetz, and if he doesn't want this tein, he wants this tein, he doesn't want this machuber, he wants that machuber, it's not a kavana liosa malacha atzma sha'os. Again, I don't know why he needs this, but maybe in the next line we'll figure it out. He says, in contrast, b'chalovin v'arayas kai gavna, what would be if he ended up eating the wrong chalev? But he ate chalev. I mean, all chalev is the same from the perspective of the Avera, and therefore kigon beis chaticho shel chalev and iskami lechol zuv v'yochal zuv v'arayas iskami lov al ishto nido bol achoso, who's also an Isakaris, is Chayef, Afagav Nos Kamin Lezeh, Ha Isar. Dolok Sim Melechis Machshevas El Agavi Shabbos. His mom is like a Rosh Hashiva, he's very pedagogical here. And he says very clearly that in Chalom Varayas, it matters not whether you violated, you know, this Chalev, or you ate that Chalev, you ate a different Chalev, you violated this Chiyuv Karis, and you ended up with a different Chiyuv Karis, it's all the same. And that's called a kavanas isur. And in a kavanas isur situation, we cannot possibly call him a misasik. But in the case of Shabbos, where the malacha changes from one object to the other, that's called misasik. Again, I grant you that there's a kavanas isur. No matter which malacha he intended to do malacha Shabbos. But if he didn't end up with the malacha that he intended to, then legabi this malacha as a separate entity. He never had intention for that malacha. You know, beat him up for having terrible thoughts to implement the malacha Shabbos. But he never implemented the malacha Shabbos. He implemented a different malacha Shabbos, because the other mechubar is called a different malacha. That's the way he understands malacha Shabbos. So I wanted to point out this to you, because I think this is a radically different understanding than we had in Tosfos. We thought in the context of Tosfos that why is it that Shmuel insists that if you ended up with the wrong mechuba, then you're a misasik because it's not malach machshavas. We thought more in terms of the fact that it will lonis kaima machshavto. You know, he's not a happy camper. You know, he wants this mechuba and not this mechuba. He's saying, I think, something different, that the chefetz, whatever chefetz he did the malacha on, becomes part of the essence and the definition of the malach, and therefore he never had intention for the malach that he did. That makes him a misasik without maleches machshavas. And I wonder, again, I'm just thinking these amusings of a madman, but maybe this has something to do with the whole concept of malach hashen etzricha legufa. That maybe what Rav Shimon does is, he goes back to the Mishkan and he decides which chefetz defines the malacha. So for example, if they did a particular malacha in a particular chefetz, that's where the malacha is. So for example, Chorish. Malachas Chorish in the Mishkan was done to prepare for the planting of the Samamonim. So you dug a hole and you planted in that hole. Now he's interested in the dirt. Right? He just wants to take the dirt out. He couldn't care one iota about the hole in the ground. He's not interested in planting at all. So Rav Shimon says he's part because the chefetz itself is very critical to define the malach. And if the malach is done on chefetz A, which was done in the Mishkan on the karka, Yipui karka, then he's chayef chorish. If it was done on chefetz B, the offer that he's taking out of the karka, then that's not the malach. So the chefetz defines the malach. In any event, he mentions Rashi in Chagiga, that how do we know Malachas Machshavas on Shabbos? The answer is, we derive it from the Smichas HaParshios between Malachas HaMishkan and Shabbos. Now he has a brackets here. Just 1 second. Okay. Imitam aleches machsheves lo miftarosh are osa machshavto afal pishlon is kaven rak lagbia hatolish olatoch es ha tolish. So in this case, we have what's called the chafetz that he wanted to do the malacha on, he did the malacha on. Now it's very exciting. Why is there no p'tur maleches machsheves in the case of universal misasek? The answer is because this is exactly, again, this is according to Shita Tosfos against Rashi, but this is exactly the chafetz that he wanted. So the malacha that he did was on this chafetz. He did the malacha exactly as he had intended to do the malacha. Is this avdei machshavto shareis also dover atzmo shenizkavim likach ola biyado? I would take out the word v'nimtza here if it was up to me. Ola biyado. The itzrich ba. Oh, so now we need the word ba. Lemiftar leinyan shabbos hoch lo niskavim leisur. Okay. Now this was the line that I wanted to shtel on that I thought was a little bit strange. The itzrich ba lemiftar leinyan shabbos hovlo niskavim leisur. Oh, so let's see what the Shita Mekubetz is saying here. When I first read this line, the itzrich ba lemiftar leinyan shabbos, I jumped out of my chair. How can you say such a thing that ba is coming lemutei shabbos? That's not true at all. But I think what he's saying is that since we cannot use ba for the case of, you know, where he had a lady and he thought it was his wife and it turned out to be his sister, we can't use it there because we have the principle of shekein nene, then where is it that he had a mistake in the identity of the object? He did the malacha on the object that he intended to, and I would not pater in the Torah's misasek under the law of malachas machshavos. That would be the case of niskaven likach, or shall I say, lachtoch es atolish, v'chotach tolish zeh, except that it was mechuvar. And if he had kavanas amalacha, I cannot possibly subsume that under the chisaron of maleches machsheves, because he did the malacha and he exactly intended to do the malacha. Call him a shogig, if you will. But he should certainly bring a karbon. And the answer is, that's what I'm going to derive from ba. That ba is going to apply le'inyan Shabbos. Ubechalovim shesover shumanu v'nimtza chelev. That should also come under ba. But the only problem is that cannot come under the ba because he's chayav mishum dinen. So this line and this presentation of the Shita reminds me very much of what we saw, if anybody remembers, in the Rosh Yosef of the Prima Gadim, where he assumes up front that you need both Ba and the Ptur of Melechus Machsheves for Shabbos. He doesn't recognize the possibility of using Ba for Shari Suri Torah, like we said about Shchitas, Behemas, Kodshim, Bachutz. That's not on his radar screen. And that's why the Prima Gadim works overtime, if you remember, to try to justify why we need both Ba and Maleches Machsheves, both within the realm of Shabbos. Little did the Prima Gadim know, I think, again that's a chutzpah, that centuries before him, this question was addressed by the Shita Mekubetzes. And his answer is a very brilliant answer. That in the case of Ba, of niskavein lachtoch es hatolush, I cannot apply the principle of maleches machsheves to set up a p'tur misasik. And the reason for that is because he did the malacha exactly the way he wanted to do the malacha, meaning the chafetz was the identical chafetz. And that's what the shita says. Kevin she niskavein li osa malacha atzma. Masha Enkin, in the case of Shmuel, the case of Maleches Machsheves Kosra Torah, there you have a different Ptur Misasek. There, he wasn't Miskavi La'osa Malacha, even though he had a Kavanah Isur, but he didn't have a Kavanah for that Malacha. So the Malacha that he did, he never had Kavanah for. And the Malacha that he didn't do, you can hold him responsible and beat him up for having a Machshava Ra, but Machshava Ra, Yina Kosh Baruch Mitzarek L'maisa, and therefore he is he's going to be potter midin Molechas Mashal. So we need both bar and the tour of Molechas Mashal. Okay then? I kind of want to wish everyone a Shana Tova. In case I don't see you tomorrow, I'll have a shiur on the Reb Chaim about Dov Sheni Miskavim with the Aruch Shita Psikrei Shalom Nichalei.